Programs Officer of the National Association of Societies for the Care of the Handicapped, Tsarai Mongoni, says while Zimbabweans were liberated politically, many still have negative attitudes towards people with disabilities. He says there is a need for a systematic approach to educate communities to safeguard the dignity of such individuals.
They tend to overprotect family members with disabilities, thinking that they cannot go to school. As they interact with other non-disabled children, perhaps they face the risk of being stigmatized, being harmed, and that will tend to affect them psychologically. So you find that they are always kept at home. So persons with disabilities or children with disabilities tend to grow up with a negative self-concept.
Mongoni, who is blind, says over the years, blind children have been denied relevant reading materials. He says this is contrary to the Sustainable Development Goals, which call on governments to ensure inclusive and quality education for all citizens.
Some mathematics, you know, is presented in diagrammatic or pictorial representations. Some subjects, science subjects, are presented, you know, pictorially or diagrammatically. Now, given the fact that in Zimbabwe there is an acute shortage of braille reading material, children with visual impairment have to depend on sighted persons who read out to them books in conventional print. So to actually decode something in diagrammatic representation, it's quite challenging. So you find that this challenge straddles even to higher education, where some institutions insist on mathematics as an entry requirement.
Mongoni says if independence is to have meaning for people with disabilities, government should put together a ministry for such people, as is the case in Uganda, Botswana and South Africa. He says this will ensure that all government policies are sensitive to the needs of the disabled. 28-year-old Hedwig Machina, who is disabled in both legs and uses a wheelchair, shares the same views. She says Zimbabweans should respect the constitution, which states that people with disabilities should have access to education.
Most of the schools are not accessible. Taking a look at the various schools in rural areas and most of other schools in towns, you find there will be stairs, accessibility to the toilets, accessibility to the offices, whereby maybe you want to go and see your teacher or your lecturer, you won't be able to just go maybe by yourself. You actually need someone to assist you. And in rural areas, you find it will be actually an issue for someone to move from home to where the school is. Some of the schools are some kilometers away from home, so one has to find someone to wheel them or to assist them, maybe carrying them on their backs.
Machina says people still discriminate against those with disabilities 30 years after independence. She says there are very few educational programs to educate society on this issue.
People have been taught about HIV. Now everyone knows they can meet someone with HIV and treat them equally. So do we want people to be taught in every way? If there be films being produced in Zimbabwe, let's have at least one person who is disabled who is actually participating in those films. If there is going to be any opportunity in any field or maybe any kind of work, let there be someone also employed in that field with a disability.
68-year-old Harare resident Edward Chideme, who is disabled in both legs, is confined to his house because his shoes, calipers and wheelchair have worn out. He cannot afford to buy them because he is unemployed. One needs to pay $100 to have a pair of shoes made at Parenyatwas Orthopedic Center. A pair of calipers cost $150. Chideme says government should address the crisis facing many like him who have been rendered immobile due to lack of assistive devices.
That's the biggest problem, because our shoes are appear ordinary shoes when people look at us. My shoe is going to be specially done so that I move and not get problems. But now I can't have that. I just have to go and buy an ordinary shoe, try to fix the socket and move, but I will be putting myself in danger. The wheelchairs, they are new when you get them, but in the end, the wheels are worn out, repairs are needed, and you're just sitting down. You end up not going even to the groceries because you can't move with the thing that is not working.
Chideme says government officials need to change their mindset because they are reluctant to meet people with disabilities over their problems.
When you hear he or she is around the area, you try to force yourself to their presence. But you know what people are. Sometimes you end up turning back. But I have made applications through the chairman of my cell. Said it was okay, we'll go to check. We were taking your word. Nothing happened. I'm complaining because I needed to see them. I'm a citizen of Zimbabwe. And I'm still looking forward to meeting these people.
His brother Patrick says young people should be freed from the mentality of thinking that those with disabilities should be secluded from society.
Very few people consider disability, especially when we talk of the young generation. They definitely think being disabled is being a different nation, which is not it. We're just but one people. At least I think the government should try and put this occasion into consideration so that even if it means our youngsters, they should know that we have to consider disability. And very few of them have got a chance of being somewhere there or of being even interviewed like we're talking today.
Director of the Albino Charity Organization of Zimbabwe, Loveness Mainato, says she's concerned government has not made efforts over the past decades to produce cheap, locally made sunscreen lotions. People with albinism require sunscreen lotions to protect their skin from harmful effects of the sun. The World Health Organization says persons with albinism in Africa are deprived of basic health care services vital for their survival. Mainato says, as a first step, government should reduce the cost of importing lotions.
These sunscreen lotions, they are being charged duty, and we will find that we need these sunscreen lotions in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And one tube lasts for only 3 weeks to a month. One tube goes for $20 and above. We cannot afford having them twice every month because we need something like $40 or $50. Then you can imagine how costly it will be to us if these sunscreen lotions are charged duty.
Mainato says government should also develop appropriate strategies for assisting people with albinism, such as integrating albinism awareness in the school curriculum. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.